So also, just to share with you a brief idea on the parasha. So there's a beautiful pasuk in the beginning of Shishi in Parashas Nitzavim. So this is in Perek Lamid Pasuk Yud Aleph. So the pasuk says, "Ki ad mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavecho hayom lo nifleisehi mimcha." The mitzvah that I'm commanding you today is not literally not nifleisa. It's not removed from you. Velo rechokhi. It's not far. Lo b'ashamayim hilemor miya alelanu hashamayim aviyachar alanu. It's not in the heavens that we have to say who's going to go up to the heavens to get it for us. V'yashmi'enu osavin asena. And to go ahead and tell us and to teach it to us, and that we're going to do it. Lo me'ever layam hi, it's not across the sea anymore. Miya avar lanu es ha'ever hayam v'yikachav v'yashvim. It's not far from us. Why? Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od. This thing is very close to you. Beficha in your mouth, o bilavavcha la'asoso. In your mouth and in your heart to do it. So what is this? What is this mitzvah that we're referring to? So again, the Ramban and others understand that it's a reference to tshuva. It's a reference to repentance, and what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael is that this thing called tshuva, even though it seems so distant, even though it seems so far, it's not. It's in your hands, and if you want it, you can grab it, and you can actualize it. It's interesting, by the way, that Moshe Rabbeinu says that ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od beficha ubilavavcha, in your mouth and in your heart. And the Svarim HaKadoshim write that sometimes in life there are many things that we know in our intellect. You know, the Zohar calls the intellect the Av. It's the father. And the heart is the Bein. The heart is the son. And life is all about getting things. V'higadata l'bincha. Life is all about getting things from your Av, from your intellect to your Bein. Because there are things that we know, but for whatever the reason, we don't live them. We don't actualize them. And so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki karav elecha davar ma'od. If you want to do tshuva, you want to live differently, you want to actualize certain ideas and principles in your life, there's a very simple process. It starts beficha. Articulate it. Make your mission statement for life. And when you verbalize something, you create a reality. And if you create the reality, it has a better chance of coming onto your heart. But I want to draw your attention to a Rashi. And Rashi says, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo b'shamayim hi, it's not in the heavens. So what does Rashi say? She'ilu haisa b'shamayim hayetzarech la'alos achareu lelanda. Because if it were in the heavens, that wouldn't be an excuse either. If it were in the heavens, then what? Then you'd have to go ahead and climb a ladder or whatever it is and ascend to the heavens and learn it. So the obvious question that the Mefarshim asked on the Rashi, it's actually Gemara Maseches Eruvin. So what does that mean? Meaning if it wasn't the heavens, I can't get to the heavens, right? We have a story in Bereishis of people who tried to get to the heavens, right? In Migdal Babel, it didn't work out too well. So meaning literally, if this thing, and I will say whether this thing is tshuva or whether it's Torah or other matters of spirituality, what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is that if something is important to you, then make it happen and go for it. And no matter how far it is, you have to try to get it. And Rashi says, even if it's in Shamayim, you still have to go up. So what's the pshat? If it's in Shamayim, then it's out of my reach. You know, so there's a beautiful idea. If we go back to Shmos, you know, Bas Parah Torah tells us the story about Yocheved when she places little baby Moshe in the basket on the Nile River. And so she puts him on the Nile, and the Torah records that Bas Parah, the daughter of Parah, was out on the Nile bathing. So what happens? She sees the basket, and the Torah says, Vatishlach es amasa. She extended her hand, and a miracle happened. That what occurred? Her hand extended, and she was able to grab the basket. So the Lublina Rav, Rav Meir Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, asks a simple question. He says, obviously, if she required a miracle that her hand would extend, then why did she extend it in the first place? Meaning, obviously, the basket was so far that she could not humanly reach it. So if she couldn't humanly reach it, then why did she extend her hand to begin with? And the Lublina Rav says, because sometimes in life, just because you don't know how you're going to accomplish something doesn't mean you shouldn't try. The Lublina Rav says that sometimes in life, you know, we only take on things that we're absolutely sure we could accomplish. And when we do that, we shortchange ourselves because we could accomplish a lot more than we think we're capable of doing. But sometimes you just have to try. Sometimes you just have to put in the effort. He says, that's the Musar of Bas Parah. There was something in the distance that she wanted. She knew that there was no humanly way, there was no possible way that she could accept it. But she figured to herself, you know what? All I can do is try. All I can do is put in my effort. And if I put in my effort, if I do my hishtaglus, then perhaps the Ribono Shel Olam will help me the rest of the way. Vatishlach es amasa, sometimes in life, even if what you want is too far out of your reach, you just have to extend your hand, put in your effort, put in your ishtalus, and hope that the Ribono Shel Olam aids you in being successful. That's the pshat over here that the Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. That's the pshat in Rashi. Lo b'shamayim hi. The truth is, tshuva, Torah, spirituality, relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not in the heavens. That's the good news. But even if it were in the heavens, what would be our approach? If it would be in heavens, we would start climbing. Right? We'd start building our ladders. We'd start doing what we have to do. Because the Jew never gets dissuaded from doing something beautiful and magnificent simply because it's a little too difficult. And I will say, this is an incredible yisod in which to end out one year and to begin another, which is that there are so many things in life we miss out on because we think they're too far, we think they're too difficult, we think they're in Shamayim or they're somewhere down the Nile. And so often in life, we settle for mediocrity because we only like to do the things we're absolutely, positively, unequivocally sure we could accomplish. What Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us is that, yes, the beautiful part is that the most important spiritual accomplishments are very much within reach. But even if for some reason they're not, that should never dissuade us from trying. We should try to live life and at least live this year with bas paro courage. Vatishlach esamasa. If there's something worth having, if there's something worth accomplishing, extend your hand, extend yourself. Even if you don't know how you're going to reach it, just put your hand out, and you never know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help you cross those finish lines. We should be Zoche Mirtz Hashem, first of all, to always reach for the right things and to have the courage to reach for those things even that are not immediately within our grasp. Yishar koyach.